I'm excited that we get to do a session today. Now, you have to remind me, have we ever done a full 60-minute session with you before?
I might have.
Like a
I think,
long, long time ago, right?
yeah, this is going on, I want to say like 2 years ago. This is when I did my Reiki attunement.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was like feeling. I was like, this cannot be the very first time. So, but it has been a minute. How
Yeah.
has everything been going? I know that when you filled out the form, you were talking about different energy centers, which we'll get to in a moment. But how have you been? How has the I know that you're inside of two Beyond Balance, I believe. I'm not sure if you progressed in any of that yet, but let me know how just that work has been for you, if you have gotten started on that, or any other work that you've been doing energetically on yourself. Let me know how that's going.
Yeah, sure. So I don't necessarily practice Reiki actively. Like I don't practice on myself or anything like that.
Yeah.
Shortly after my attunement, my body was just going through so many changes. I had a hormonal imbalance. I lost a lot of weight. My hair was falling out. I just had all these physical symptoms. So I took a break to take care of my health in that sense.
Yes.
And then, so I kind of steered away from that. And then I got into theta healing and energetic clearings because I felt like I had a lot of more emotional things going on to where I need to talk about them and clear
Yeah.
those spaces out. Where I love the Reiki and I think it leveled me up to be at a higher frequency to have these symptoms come out and then to work on the other stuff I had. I was doing that for a while. I still do those types of sessions right now, but I still get pulled and like, oh, I still want to get into the Reiki again, or I think I need to do something else. So I still watch like your lives. I did a few mini sessions with you too.
Yes.
Loved it. And then I wanted to start the Beyond Balance course, but I was so scared that I was gonna go back into having those physical symptoms that I had again when I'm going through a transformation. So when I did Reiki, I had the worst, like I felt good, but then afterward, I had a really sensitive stomach to where I couldn't eat anything without it going right through me. I couldn't be at work. I couldn't be around certain coworkers because I just felt knots in my stomach being around certain people. Sometimes it made it hard to like run errands. I couldn't do them by myself because I felt so overwhelmed being around people. So I'll go with a friend or go with my sister. So I became needy on having someone to be near me to help me navigate, and I don't like that. I was at a point where those physical symptoms I can subside. So with the other healing work that I was doing, theta healing, I've learned to clear, cut, and shield my energy. So that's what I do every day. Sorry. But I've noticed I it's not sh not that it's not strong enough, but it's just not working all the time. Also a little fun thing note, my sense of smell, that's something that's developed where I'm pretty sure I'm smelling people energetically, like I'm smelling, yeah. So that's like a new thing that came up this past year, with the theta practitioner I work with. I had a coworker and I smelt something that was, it wasn't her, but it was near her. And then shortly after that, I had the worst stomach ache. Like I just felt like I ate something like horrible. I spent the rest of my shift just being in the bathroom and feeling so ill. And then we came to con the conclusion that I smelt something that was attached to my coworker, that when we were going side by side together, because I work as a, I'm a server, so I have a team of, girls, and we have the floor together. We do things together. We have to work together. You can't work by yourself. So sometimes it's hard if I have like a customer, if I have coworkers that have things on them, around them, and my stomach is picking up on it and it's making it difficult to be there. And I know that being a sensitive person, you could, this is something that you're going to face, but I'm in a place right now where it's like, I really need to stay where I'm at, or I'm trying to manifest something else to where my energy can be more aligned with who I'm around, who am I working with. I'm currently manifesting that right now, but I want to be able to just strengthen my stomach and strengthen my body to where my shielding is like it's in good shape, you know? Like, no, I'm not saying that it's not, but I just feel that I'm becoming more sensitive. And
Absolutely.
it's when I'm missing the work. Like, I had the flu for the last 2 weeks, went back into work, and even my stomach, when I'm around certain coworkers or certain people, I just feel so ill, and I can't, and I feel horrible, but I can't keep living like that.
Absolutely. I hear you. Is there anything else that you want to like say or share before I kind of chime in?
For the Beyond Balance, I would really love to start that program, but I just want to make sure my body's prepared to start something like that before I level up again. I should also mention, so where I work as well, so this p probably plays a part into it. So where I work, I do have an ex-partner there, so I think that sometimes I'm picking up on maybe drama or just like unnecessary jabs. Either from my partner or certain people who know that, you know, they're my ex-partner. And it's been like a while. Like me and him have been separated for well over a year. I've had these physical symptoms even before we were dating. So it's just something that I deal with, but I don't think it helps the situation either. So I don't know if that could help you maybe see like what's exactly causing it. What can I do to support my body? Like if I need to eat certain foods, or if there's techniques or certain things that I need to do for myself to just make my stomach feel safe and my digestion to feel safe. That way I can work and I can run errands. I can go to doctor's appointments without feeling so unsettled, or I have to run to the bathroom every 10 minutes. It's like it's everything. It's work, appointments, it's anything that I have to do alone. It's just uncomfortable and I don't want to do that to my body anymore.
I don't know, I hear you and I feel you, and like I have so much to say, Mackenzie. It's absolutely crazy. So
Awesome.
you're gonna be sent a replay of this, and I definitely want you to like re-listen to it because I'm about to go in here.
Perfect.
What I'm able to string along from everything is once you got attuned to Reiki and started having that be a practice of yours, and this was confirmed by other things that you were saying, because at first I was like, is it this? And then you confirmed with other things, and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's this. So the Reiki, I believe, helps make you more sensitive in terms of your intuition and how you are perceiving energy. What I believe is happening with you, based off of your symptoms, is that you are in a mode where you are constantly absorbing other people's energy. Now, that happens to all of us. Like, if we hang around negative people, we're gonna have that negative mindset. If we hang around positive people, we're gonna have that positive mindset. But for you, it's going more in depth because you are someone who is getting so sensitive. And right now, you've just kind of learned some protective skills and techniques, which we're going to go into in a moment, because I really want to figure out what exactly you are doing, like physically, to help you protect your energy. But you're saying that it's not strong enough, so we have to supplement it with something that is going to be as effective as you want it to. But with that kind of empathic, sensitive energy and the Reiki clearing that for you, I feel like you had always been absorbing a lot of people's energy, but the Reiki just made it very apparent to you. And the fact that you're experiencing such physical, visceral symptoms is definitely a clear sign to me that you are not protecting protecting your energy enough in the way that your body actually needs you to do it. And even though you are doing some of the work with the theta energy and everything like that, I know that it's maybe put you mentally at ease and helped you relax a little bit. But if it's ultimately you're still experiencing you having to run to the bathroom, you having these sensitivities, like having these people reek of energy around you. I know exactly how that feels because that is what happened to me at the beginning of my spiritual journey when all my sensitivities were like extra heightened. So from there, what I can sense is that your stomach is trying to let you know, hey, protect me, protect me, protect me. And not only protect me, but protect like all of me, like protect the whole entire energetic system, protect your whole entire being. And so that's where we really want to step into the energy cleansing component of it. So again, I'm not sure what you're doing right now with the protective shielding and cutting and clearing, but if it's really just like closing your eyes and visualizing, or if it's just a couple different hand movements and hand placements or a mantra, it's not enough. For you, this is where Beyond Balance is going to come in handy. So literally, you're sitting on the resource that can change your whole entire life, and you should not be worried that it's going to make you even more sensitive because this is the work that will allow you to physically feel so much better because right now we have an imbalance in different elements of your body. So when we protect and cleanse the energy in terms of Native American traditional healing, we're talking about earth, we're talking about water, we're talking about fire, we're talking about air, and we're talking about spirit. Right now, if you're only using the Reiki, that's only spirit. You're missing all of the other four. Right now, if you're using that other technique and practice, you're only really maybe using, it's still like a mental process for you, and it needs to be more physical. So I wouldn't even say that you're really even using air, fire, water, or earth. Now, you may be grounding a little bit, maybe use a little bit of Florida water, and that's all fine, but it has to become more of a daily practice. And I know that because I've experienced it myself. My clients have experienced it, and this is exactly what I learned from my mentor as well. And I've been in a mentorship with them for over 4 years now. So with that said, those are the elements that we really have to lean into. And in the Beyond Balance program, that is like one of the very first modules, protect your energy, cleanse your energy. And once you do that, you're going to notice immediate benefits. So that's like the first chunk that I want to go over with you. And that's a resource that you already have. The next chunk of it is getting into more of that consistency with it all, but also you can have different things that you consume to help you out with this a little bit more. I know that something as simple as peppermint tea or even sage tea can help calm the stomach. So those are great options if you're looking to kind of calm it down as it's already happening, or if you feel like you're going to get into an environment where that's happening for you, you can use that. But in reality, we don't want to just clean up what's happening as it's happening. We want to be able to prevent it altogether. And that's exactly what the energy cleansing is going to help you do. With that said, there is another added element that you can use to protect yourself. And so I'm sure you already have a ton of crystals and things like that. We're going to focus a little bit more into earth energy where it doesn't amplify because some of the crystals that you may be wearing or have around you, if it's a lot of quartz, those are all amplifiers. So it's going to multiply your sensitivities in a way that if someone else has something going on and it's affecting you and impacting you, it's going to multiply it times 10. So be very mindful of the crystal jewelry that you're wearing or the crystals that you resonate with at this time and see if you can switch them to more grounding stones or even altogether, literally just like river rocks and like actual rocks that are not considered to be crystals. Something else, and I know it's a lot, but I'm going to give you a breakdown in an email afterwards so that you're going to have all this together. It's going to be fine for you to remember. But something else is a medicine bag or a medicine bundle. A medicine bundle is essentially like a very, very small piece of fabric that you fill with tobacco. And so this tobacco is not like the tobacco that, I mean, you can technically smoke it and you'll find it at smoke shops, but it's going to be from the Native Spirit brand. I believe it's called Native Spirit or American Spirit. And that one has no chemicals in it. So it's just like the raw plant or herb of the tobacco itself. That is earth energy, but it's and which is good for grounding, which we already know, but it's also great to absorb any energy so it doesn't impact you. And you put like really like a good pinch full or a little bit more, a couple pinches full of that tobacco inside of a small fabric. And then you like tie it together with a string and you can wear it as a necklace. I don't have it on me right now, but I typically have it in a little satchel and I put that around my neck and it goes all the way down to the solar plexus. Something with that as well is Reiki energy is super, super active with the Electric energy, so Father Sky, divine source energy. So if you're doing a lot of that kind of healing, or having a lot of, well, not having all that healing done, but if you're doing that healing for yourself or for others, it's pretty much stopping the connection you have to, not stopping. I'm trying to put this in a better way, but essentially, when you're activating that Reiki energy within you, it really only goes up to about your solar plexus. So it could be easier for you to absorb everybody else's energy if that energy center itself is not being magnetized down with the energy of Earth and being grounded with the energy of Earth. So if you were to have that kind of bundle around you when you're working, when you're healing someone else, when you're going to these appointments and hospital visits, when you're going to go grocery shopping, and you have all these other people who are literally just like using you almost as an energetic dumpster to release all their things, and it's involuntary, it's completely a subconscious thing. But it's happening. And when that is happening, it goes to you and you are trying to release it. And that's why you're going to the bathroom so often, because you are literally acting as the removal process for everybody else's gunk. And so, to help fortify that energy center within you, having another bundle or element that will not only help ground you, but also absorb the things so that you don't absorb it, that's going to be super, super, super helpful. But of course, when you're adding in the grounding practices every single day, at least 20 minutes, and I would bump it up for you to like 30 or 40 minutes every single day, where you're just having straight up skin to earth contact, you are able to like unleash all your gunk, and that's how you release your own like dumpster trash or like energetic debris. And then you can clear that field for yourself. And when you do that, the magnetic pull and the magnetic energy of the earth will start to recalibrate and balance your energy centers. And where does it start? It starts to heal the root, then it goes up to the sacral, then it goes up to the solar plexus, the heart space, so on and so forth. And so when you are able to strengthen your, or excuse me, when you're able to detox your energy through that, it strengthens your energetic field as a whole, to where eventually you won't need to utilize that bundle as much, or you won't need to utilize so many extra like protective things, because you are already doing so with grounding yourself into earth energy. So how is all of that sounding so far, that we've kind of cleared some things up?
It sounds just about right. Sounds very fitting. Yeah,
Okay, good. What are the techniques that you're using right now to like cleanse and cut and shield yourself with the other modality?
so for clearing cutting, I just say to myself that when I step into a room, or sometimes it's when I come home from work, if I feel anxious, sad, scared, angry, jealous, any of those feelings, I'm clearing my energy right now. If I have like a trigger. And then when I'm going to appointments or running errands or just being around other people, when I walk into that building or right before I do, I say to myself, I'm clearing and cutting my energy from this, that, and now I'm shielding myself with, in my stomach specifically, with God's protective armor, like this armor around my stomach that is bulletproof, and it comes from God Himself. And then if I'm ever in a bunch, just because I know, just because I know certain people that I've worked with, they have attachments on them. If I feel that I'm surrounded by someone that has something on them, I will even recite the Lord's Prayer or Saint Angel's prayers. Those are kind of quick for me to recite. But I
So,
wear
yeah,
also
sorry,
I
keep
wear
going.
it's okay, I'm sorry. I do wear silence my phone. I do occasionally wear Florida water and holy water, but I'm careful with the holy water because I've definitely sprinkled that in the house that I live in. Something told me to in the basement, and then that triggered not so happy energy.
Okay.
So I'm careful about that when I do.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is that a lot of the techniques that you have to protect and shield yourself, like I said before, are more of that spiritual ether kind of energy, where you're praying, you're intending, maybe you're even reciting things in your head. If you're reciting them out loud, even better, because now you're using the air element. But Again, that's only really tapping into one mainly and two a little bit of all of the five energy, excuse me, all of the five elements. So you need more. You're feeling it. That's why you're having the session today. And whatever you're doing right now is not cutting it. Not to say that what you're doing right now is bad by any means. Definitely still keep up with it. Love that you're adding some of the Florida water, even if it's sporadic. But I would definitely say for you, one of the most important elements to use at this time is literal earth. So grabbing some rocks, grabbing some stones, cleansing them. And then being able to use them to cleanse you and then cleansing them again right after, which again, all of that information and the how-to is in the Beyond Balance program. So you're gonna have that to reference at any point that you need to. You're gonna notice a shift immediately with that. But once you stay more consistent every single day, you're gonna notice like, oh my God, this is actually making a difference. And the metaphor that my mentor gave me, which is a little bit silly and the thing is, it's like he comes from a completely different like lineage and like heritage of modalities when it comes to Native American traditional healing. And so he says he's quote unquote allergic to New Age spirituality. And he says that a lot of New Age spirituality is close your eyes, intend on something, and then it is. And it's not that that is not powerful, and it's not that that doesn't work, but at the end of the day, he says that we are still a very physical, like material being. Like we have a physical vessel and a body with bones and skin and hair and teeth. So it's almost to him similar to saying, like, okay, well, I have this dirty underwear. Let me go ahead and close my eyes and intend that it's clean. Is it actually clean? No, it's not. And you have to go and put it into the laundry, use some soap, use some water, put it in the dryer, and then it's clean from there. And so, although it is good to have that prayer, it is good to have that intention, it is good to have those affirmations, it is good to shield and ward yourself in a very visual way or even spiritual way, it's equally as important to make sure that you're doing so in a very physical way as well, especially if you're someone who is that hypersensitive. It may just not be enough to not do it. So, that is like the best advice that I can give you in terms of protecting your energy. And then, of course, when you're in those times, you're like, oh, I had a really long day. I'm still feeling a little bit sensitive. In the in-between of you continuing that kind of practice for yourself of energy cleansing with the rest of the elements, you can then utilize something like the sage tea or even like a ginger tea is good for digestion in the stomach, peppermint tea to help soothe, stuff like that. So, what we'll do right now is obviously, administer the Reiki to you, and I'm gonna sense every single one of your energy centers to see if there's something going on there that really needs to be heard by you. And if there's something that your angels, your ancestors, if there's something that your higher self or your spiritual team is letting me know, we're gonna go ahead and translate those messages for you as well. I know it's been a little while since we've done a full-on Reiki session. So I'm going to just repeat how it usually goes. We're going to hop off of the Zoom call in just a moment, and then I'm going to send you by text message a guided meditation. When you're in that guided meditation, make sure that your phone is on Do Not Disturb. It's charged. You are in a very relaxing environment where you maybe have like the curtains closed or the lights are off, and you're just able to really just step all the way into the meditation. While you're in that meditation, I'm going to be over here finessing your energy, picking up things that are taking out things that need to be taken out, or putting in elements that need to be infused by your energy. And then afterwards, you can just send me a quick text and say, hey, I'm done with that meditation. I'll already be on the same exact Zoom link, so you can come meet me here. And then we'll go ahead and go over every single one of your energy centers, and we'll finish up with a three-card oracle spread. If there's something else that your spiritual team needs to say to you today.
All right.
All right, good. So I will see you in just a moment. Happy healing. Make sure that you're looking at your text messages.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.